This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes on this Friday, the 21st of August. It's 12:48. My name is Rich Bradbury.
I'm Vinny Branch.
We've got some more feedback regarding the question that we asked. What is your default browser and why? What have you got? You got some more tweets, haven't you?
Yeah. So on Twitter, this comes from Dili, who says Edge. Kawi says Edge and Brave. General Baba says Microsoft Edge, of course. Kyrie says Chrome, but remember the golden days of Netscape Navigator. Shamil says, I love Chrome, but it is using too much memory. And then Lo says a Mozilla Firefox. We also have a couple of WhatsApps. This comes from Sai, who says that Chrome for personal use, Firefox for work use. Interconnectivity is king. I have a long usage history with Chrome, so personal usage remains.
True.
Yep, Firefox is a much more developer-friendly browser, and the interconnectivity is also good across devices, hence its use for work. And we have one from, who is this from? This is from Tan, who says that Edge is the finally workable version of Microsoft's web browser.
Oh, snap. I've got one more response from Albert over on Instagram, who says, Edge, because I'm lazy to change, and it performs as well, if not better than Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Just to quickly touch back on, you got another one, go on.
Yeah, we got a couple that came in. Anwar said, Opera, because got VPN, and Ramli Sirab says, actually, why are people so into their browsers and sensitive about their choices? It's a bit like the Android versus Apple debate. It's just a browser, opening Edge won't make you look smarter than using Safari. Okay, maybe just like an early adopter.
We just thought we'd ask. You know, we're curious too.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go back to that other story about the article written in AI, because I know you've got a final story off. I looked at some of the feedback regarding the article, and people who were trying to figure out. This one guy says, it's an amazing presentation from a logic tree perspective. The writing is a bit weird, and I can see how the generational data was shaped, but it's definitely reached a point where it's passable for human thought. But the giveaway is the overly creative thought process, expounding too greatly upon the logical concepts presented and with a heavy reliance on generational training data. Human creators are usually limited in how creatively they elaborate upon a conceptual analysis, which is not an issue from a generational AI with infinite time and revisions to the most effectively, efficiently state a concept.
So that makes sense, yeah.
They're basically saying it's too wordy
and
too smart, and nobody normally writes like that.
Too smart for a human.
On a hacker website. But there you go. Final story of the day then. Arf, come on, give it to me.
So this is about Apple. Apple hit a new milestone on Wednesday, becoming the first publicly traded U.S. company to reach a market capitalization of over $2 trillion U.S. dollars.
Just insane.
And doubling in valuation over the last 2 years. Doubling. So some key facts.
Wait, in the last 2 years?
In the last 2 years, they've doubled their valuation to reach $2 trillion U.S. dollars.
I've got friends who have Apple shares, you know,
and
they bought them a long time ago. And I'm anyway.
Mm. There's a couple of interesting facts about Apple shares and how more people can get in on that value.
Uh-huh.
But that's, I'll come to that in a bit. So some key facts, stock is up by almost 55% so far in 2020, and shares have rallied more than 106% since the market hit a low point amid the coronavirus recession. Now trading at nearly $470 per share, Apple stock is at an all-time high. 61% give it a buy rating and 27% a hold rating, according to Bloomberg data. Apple's market cap now eclipses that of other U.S. tech giants, including Microsoft, which is at $1.7 trillion, Amazon $1.6 trillion, Google parent Alphabet $1.1 trillion, and Facebook $761 billion. So Facebook's the small fry, I guess, in this equation of titans and stuff. Apple surpassed Saudi state oil giant Aramco to become the world's most valuable publicly traded company. And the surprising fact is that at $2 trillion, Apple's market value is now higher than the GDP of numerous developed countries, including Italy, Brazil, Canada, Russia, and South Korea.
That boggles my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. A company, like a company, has a higher GDP than all these developed countries.
I mean, this is literally capitalism gone mad.
Yeah. It's just gone rogue. Mm. So they say what to watch out for is that Apple shares are about to get more affordable to investors. The company will finalize its four-for-one stock split at the end of August, which means that a single share will be worth around $117, so 117. While the value of the company will remain the same, there will now be more shares available trading at lower prices. So, like you mentioned before, I know that there were a lot of people in the late 80s and 90s and stuff. Yeah. And you can hear stories of, like, business stories that come out in articles of how they were offered shares.
Yeah.
And they just didn't buy it.
Yeah.
They said that, you know, this company, it's never going to be bigger than Microsoft, like, you know, and IBM and stuff. So, why bother?
Do we know what's made the share price rally over the last few months? I mean, during the MCO or during the lockdown?
They don't say. They just say that it has happened despite the lockdown, which is surprising. Because what is the number again? Stock is up by almost 55% so far in 2020. So, I mean, you have like tons of people talking about how business is down, companies going through all kinds of problems, and, you know, people calling it the unprecedented pandemic and a global crisis, global lockdowns and everything. Meanwhile, there are companies who are doing very, very well, like Apple.
Clearly.
Yeah, 55%.
More money than Italy.
Developed nations.
And South Korea.
Mm-hmm. Canada. Canada's on that list.
That's just insane. That's just insane. On that note, I suppose it's a happy note for Apple and for any Apple shareholders.
For sure.
Well done. Some more money in your pocket. We're going to wrap up, though, for this Friday. We'll be back the week after. Of course, next week, the studio will be helmed by Audrey and Frida. Mm-hmm. But just to quickly recap on what we covered today.
Yeah, so today we spoke about how Internet Explorer is finally dead. And we also spoke about what people prefer as their default internet browsers.
Then we went on to talk about how a college student created a fake blog using AI and got it to be the most read story on a hacker website.
And then we finished with how Apple is now America's first $2 trillion company.
My word. Mm. Stick around, folks. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. It's with Raman Singh, the global CEO of Mundi Pharma Pharmaceuticals, founded in Switzerland 60 years ago, quickly expanded into a global brand with a strong presence across the Asia-Pacific, Latin America, the Middle East and Africa. The Breakfast Grill wanted to talk about what their footprint is within Southeast Asia, their thoughts on digital advancement adopted by the health industry and plans for their future in this era of COVID-19. That's all coming up very shortly. On behalf of myself and Arvind Yuvaraj, have yourselves a lovely weekend. We've got music coming up by the Black Keys in just a second with Eagle Birds. And if you missed any part of this show or anything that's broadcast from 10 a.m. this morning, don't forget you can download the podcasts. They are available via the app, or you can get them from Spotify or wherever you normally get your podcasts from. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj, this has been Enterprise BizBytes on Friday, the 21st of August, just coming up to 12:56 here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.